any thoughts, change, or impressions?
Not necessarily. I mean, it's pretty much what you thought it was. Probably the one thing that is something that gives you a cause for, I don't want to say hope, but optimism is some of the mistakes that were on the offensive side are all correctable. It wasn't as if it was a glaring thing as far as what we did schematically or an individual. It was, you know, a player here, a player there, something that they did. So it is most certainly something that we feel very comfortable in terms of being able to go out and correct and improve on and get better at. So there is cause for reason for us to feel that we will get better at that.
What do you think happened on offense, Ron? You come in, you know, fifth in the league in scoring last year. Are you surprised that?
Well, I'm surprised we didn't put more points on the board, obviously. We didn't make plays when we had opportunities. You know, we had a couple of things that went against us, obviously, the first interception, you know, for whatever reason, you know, that play occurs. The second interception, you know, if we get the ball to the outside a little bit more and Steve gets outside to the edge a little bit more, that's another big play. So as you go back and look at it, get in the red zone a couple times and you have penalties and go backwards or actually get negative plays in terms of, you know, they make a couple plays and next thing you know, we're second 15, second 16, stuff like that. So we've got to make sure we can shore those things up. You go back and look at the things that we did do and we got a chance to get into the red zone. It just shows that we're moving the ball. We just got to make sure we finish those series.
I know you guys didn't run the ball well early like you wanted to. It's still a two-score game. Why was the decision made so early to kind of get away from the running game?
Well, they put eight in the box for the most part. You look at what they did, and it was almost as if they said, hey, we're going to force you to throw the ball. We're going to force you to become one-dimensional. And, you know, to continue to pound, you know, pound it and pound it, pound it. And next thing you know, you're in second and 10, second and 12, as opposed to, you know, if you're throwing the ball, you know, you got a chance to be second and 5, second and 4, stuff like that. So, we try to make adjustments to what they do, and they try to adjust to what we did. And one of our adjustments we did early on was we went out and we, we decided to throw the ball. Now, you know, you look at it too, there's a couple of interesting stats is that, you know, you take away the 2 minute situations in the first half, and it was almost I think it was 5 runs to 6 passes. You know, again taking away the 2 minutes, so it's not as if we gave up on the run right away. And I think a lot of it has to do though, as you go back and look at what they were doing, you know, putting those eight guys in the box, you know, and some of the stuff we do is an option run pass. You know, the decision was to throw the ball on the quarterback's part too.
How did you feel like Cam did yesterday?
I thought Cam had his moments. You know, there were some things that were early on in the game that, you know, he was a little rusty at or still working through. I thought some of the things that he had in terms of opportunities, he took advantage of and made some plays. And, you know, again, I think you got to give them credit for what they did and how they attacked us.
What's your message to the team after a start like this?
Well, I mean, there's next week. I mean, you know, there's no reason to panic or do anything rash right now. I think the thing that we've got to do is we've got to go back and correct the things that were out there. I mean, this is our, you know, first real situation under fire. I mean, you know, we're a young football team. We've got an awful lot of young players. I mean, if you look at what we did yesterday with the work, we had 4 rookies that played key roles in this football game for us. You know, we started 3 of them and brought a 4th one in and pass rush situation. So, you know, it's not like, you know, we're talking about a team that's a veteran team with 5 and 6 and 7 year starters all over the place. I mean, we're going to come out and do some things and we're going to make some things happen and we're going to have some crazy things happen that we've got to be able to withstand. But right now there is, you know, there's a lot of optimism for the things that we can become as a football team.
A lot of guys after the game were talking about the slow start and having a hard time kind of putting their finger on why it happened.
Make plays.
The change in your schedule, any chance that played any kind of role?
Well, that's one thing we didn't want to do, so I'm not going to worry about that. I mean, we went down there with a goal, and that was not to let this be an excuse. I think if you go back and look at it, the bottom line is to make plays. You look at the first drive, we had an opportunity to put the ball, to take the ball and put it on the other side of the 50-yard line early on, and we dropped a pass. We missed an opportunity to make a big play there. Defensively, we got them in third down a couple times. We had a chance to force them out of it, and we just didn't make the plays. And that's, you know, fast starts, slow starts, you know, you open up on the very first play and you throw an 80-yard bomb. Hey, that's a fast start. You go out there and turn the ball over after, you know, getting a first down, you're moving it, and all of a sudden you drop one. That's a slow start. I mean, we can look at it either way, but I think it comes down to us making plays. You know, we had the ball hit us in the chest, we dropped it. We had a chance to tackle a guy, and put him in third and long. Instead, he breaks tackle, it's third and short. So there's different things that go on, you know, whether you say it's a fast start or slow start, you know, and I'm talking about people's opinions as far as players. You know, let's make plays, and then we'll talk about what kind of start it is.
Questions about the defense last year. How encouraged were you by the second half?
Very much so. I was encouraged after the first series. I mean, you look at what we did in forcing the two field goals early on in the second and third quarter, first and second quarter. You know, you look at those things. You look at the adjustments we made after halftime, too. They were 3-for-5 on third downs in the first half. They were 1-for-7 in the second half. So we did some good things. We got better as the game went on as far as the defense was concerned, and there's huge reason for optimism as far as that's concerned. John Beeson on the field, Thomas Davis on the field helps us. Ron Edwards, Dewan Edwards on the field helps us. So there's some really good things that went on as far as the defense was concerned, and some things that we can feel that we can build on and get better with.
You said there's, you know, no reason to panic, but yet at the same time, you got two pretty tough games coming up in the next 10 days.
Very much so. And, you know, really, we look at it just that there's one tough game coming up, and that's New Orleans, and then after that, we'll worry about the next one. But, again, this is a team that, you know, that's kind of come in that, you know, has a lot of explosive weapons. You know, they're still learning themselves as well. They're in a different set of circumstances and situations. You know, they're coming off a loss as well. So both teams are going to be fighting and scratching to win this one. And, you know, this will be a task. It'll be a tough task. But, you know, for us, we just got to come back and go back to work.
Speaking of that loss, have you looked at any tape from yesterday's Saints game and
yes.
Gathered anything from that?
Yes. I'd like to think that there's some things that, you know, you look at what they do offensively and look at what they were doing defensively and special teams. I think there's some things that we can do, but you know, we'll continue to look at it. We've got a couple more days, you know, today and tomorrow to continue to prepare our game plans.
What's your plan for Stewart this week?
Well, we'll see. I mean, he's come in, he's getting his treatment, and we'll see how he is. Obviously, we'd like to get him out on the field as soon as we can. I think he's a big part of what we want to be as an offense, and so right now without him, you know, we struggled.
Pretty good health-wise.
Yes, it looks like it. I talked to Ryan Vermillion already about that, and you know, other than the bumps and bruises and nicks and stuff like that, we should have everybody on the practice field on Wednesday.
Ron, on the offensive line, it seemed at times they were either overmatched or had too many rushers. What happened?
You know, the crazy thing about it is when you look at it as far as the pressures were concerned, we contained that for the most part. What really got us beat in certain situations was we lost some one-on-one matchups. More so than anything else. You know, sure, they pressured him. He got the ball away. But where the real problems came was when we had a couple one-on-ones that we flat-out lost. And those are things that got – that like I said, the encouraging part is that those are things that can get corrected. And we did a pretty decent job handling it. I know I said last night that I thought that they did some things that were, you know, really tough on us. But when you go back and look at the tape and sit down and, you know, listen to the explanations, then you feel a bit better. I mean, that's why there is reason for optimism as far as that's concerned, that, you know, those are things that we can get corrected, those things that we get better at, and those things that we can shore up as far as the protecting our quarterback and giving him even more time.
How's your rookie doing there?
He did pretty good with the communications and picking up the stuff. He was pretty good. He got beat a couple times, you know, and you know, the thing about Amini is he's young, he's a rookie, he's changed position, he's learning. And again, once he gets it, once he figures it out, he's going to be a very, very good player for us. But right now, he's learning. And they did a couple things that did isolate him, and we were able to help him. And, you know, one time we didn't, and they were able to get pressure, you know. And the unfortunate thing is he got called for a couple penalties as well, and he's learning. And he will get better.
You talked about the one-on-one matchups. Was it just Amini, or did you have some veterans?
I think it was some. There were some veterans that did get beat as well. I mean, and that's going to happen in football. You look at what happened with us on our side. You know, you look at on the defensive side. You look at what Charles Johnson did, beating their right tackle, and you look at what Dewan did, beating their right guard. So, you know, we beat their center. You know, and the other positions as well. So it's all part of the game. I mean, you would like to not have your guys get beat, and you like to have your guys win all the time. But it's just, you know, that's why you play them.
What happened on the block punt after you lost?
Well, I think what you look at more so than anything else was, and it goes back to what they said was the communication. You know, when they motioned the guy back down inside, we were getting set to make a communications call to redirect the protection, and the ball was snapped early. And we never really got a chance to get the protection set. So that's really what led to it. And it's something that, you know, we've got to make sure we can continue to work on and continue to practice. I mean, it's one of the things that we've been practicing from day one, and unfortunately this happened.
Call for the snap there, or does James just do it when he wants to?
No, what happens is Hiroki is the personal protector who makes all the calls, checks, and corrections as far as how we're going to protect and when the ball should be snapped. So, you know, whatever happened in terms of, you know, the reason why the snap was early, that's something that, you know, that as you talk to the players, you find out what happened.
What did you think of the punt and kickoff coverage?
I thought the units were outstanding. I mean, you look at the excitement and energy that we had. You know, bringing Colin in really helped in terms of a guy that's disruptive. Sherrod Martin played extremely well. Kenny Onatulu, getting him back on the football field, really helped shore up the coverage. I thought the kickers kicked the ball well, good hang time, good distance, good directional. It gave us opportunities to get players down. Having Thomas Davis back on the football field was huge for us as far as our punt coverage was concerned. You know, unfortunately, Captain got the penalty, but, you know, that's tough to follow a guy who's trying to play aggressive football. So I thought the things that we did as far as the coverage teams were very good. And again, unfortunately, you know, we had the block kick. The nice thing is, defensively, we bowed our neck, forced them to kick the field goal as opposed to, you know, being able to put seven on the board.
Kaiser on the inactive list.
Yes, yes.
His numbers,
and really, you know, for what we did on special teams. I mean, if you know. You know, we decided to go with the extra linebacker, a guy that plays four phases as opposed to Thomas really only being a two-phase guy for us. You know, and we'll look at that as we go on through the season and try and get Thomas more and more involved with our special teams work. And, you know, if we can get him to be a four-phase guy, then we'll have to make decisions on as to who, whether we'll go with the seven linebackers or the 8D linemen.
Apologies if you've already addressed it, but just to play the wide receivers here in the second half.
Well, I thought there's some really big plays that they made. You look at some of the things that Steve Smith continues to do is pretty exciting, and then you watch the tough catches that Brandon LaFell made in traffic, and then you see Murph show his linear speed getting downfield, making the big catch for us. I was very excited about that. One thing that we talked about as a staff that, you know, if there's one thing you'd like to see them improve on, their blocking. You know, we had a couple of times if we can get their corner blocked and or their safety cracked, we got a chance to pop one and have a really good run. Unfortunately, we didn't get those things done, and those are things that we'll correct as far as coaching is concerned, and we'll work with them and make sure they get a feel and understanding for how important that is.
He didn't seem to have the impact that he did in the preseason. What was that about?
I think the first series, really. You look at what he did throughout the game. I thought was really good. I think some of the things that he did as far as playing downhill, attacking the fullback, meeting the fullback at or behind the line of scrimmage and allowing John Beeson to make a lot of plays. When you put the tape on, that's the one thing that stands out is you do see John Beeson making a lot of plays. But if you try to figure out why, one of the reasons is because of the way Luke played. Now, the first series was rough on Luke. You know, they caught him a couple of times on the misdirection. And, you know, I think that's that youthful enthusiasm. I mean, he was trying to make every play. And once he settled down after that first series, you started to see him play a lot better. You know, I'm not trying to blame him for the first series. I'm just saying he was overzealous in terms of his pursuit and getting after it. But he seemed to play better and better as the game went on, as did Josh Norman. Amini and Frank Alexander. Like I said, we played four rookies. They had big roles for us, and I think as time went on, they got more and more comfortable and settled into what we did, almost kind of how our defense played. Once we got past that first series, I think the defense really settled in and played well.
It looked like you guys were having a lot of trouble with their play action, even into the second half at times. What was
your I'd say really the only time it really got us really was the was in the first half, and that first series was really probably the biggest ones they got us. The only other one they got us was on the they came out in slot formation, came and stuck it hard, safeties kind of held, and we didn't really get the hinge technique or the, you know, jam and hinge that we should have gotten out of our Sam linebacker with a little bit more depth, forced him to throw it underneath, and because we were shallow, the seven was open, you know, the deep outside route. So really, as you look at it and you break that down in the second half, that was really the only real deep seven throw that hurt us.
Were they play action on that third and two at the end of the game?
Yes, it was going to the defensive left. And really what happened was when the X receiver came underneath, we could have got a little bit more squeeze from our linebacker, and maybe he goes to somebody else and tries to stick it somewhere else. But, you know, because of where he sat right in between the two linebackers. If he continues, he goes right to John. John makes the play. Or if we see that and recognize that play, we squeeze it, we got a chance to stop it.
Cam's first interception, you said for whatever reason, did LaFell, it was hard to see on tape, did he have a chance on that ball, or did that Taylor guy?
Well, I thought he had a chance at the ball. I thought, you know, I thought the defender came in a little early. you know. But, you know, it's kind of tough to see because we don't get the real close-up shots that they do on TV to really see what happened.